The Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Pei Gimel, tells us a very important heter in the Isser Uv B'Kaseyim Leiseleichu. And the Gemara tells us that even though there's an Isser to dress specifically in the way that Goyim dress, and there's an Isser to take a haircut in a specific manner in which the Goyim take haircuts with, and this is Pashtos HaIsser Deiraisa Uv B'Kaseyim Leiseleichu, nevertheless, there's a heter of someone who is Korv L'Malchus. Someone who is close to the government, who has connections with the government, has a heter, and he's allowed to take a haircut in the manner that Goyim take the haircut, because for some reason we are matter for this person, the Isser, and we say that it's mutter to conduct himself in the same way that Goyim do, because he's Korv L'Malchus. Now the truth is that the Rambam understands this heter seemingly a little bit different than the Mashmoyis of Rashi and Tosfos. And the question is if they're really arguing fundamentally or not. The way the Rambam brings down this Isser in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam understands that the Isser is because you're conducting yourself, you're dressing, you're acting like a guy. And says the Rambam, if you're Korv L'Malchus, what's Pshan the heter? It's Gnai Hadavar for you to appear that way. In other words, you won't be able to accomplish the objective that you need while being connected to the government. And in order to achieve your goal, you need to present yourself in a certain way. And that is the justification for allowing this fellow to take a haircut exactly like Goyim. So according to the Rambam, the heter of Korv L'Malchus is based on the need to appear like the Goyim in order to be presentable and in order to feel that you will be accepted among them and not rejected because you look different. Rashi and Tosfos have a little bit of a different mashmois, and they hold, seemingly, that the heter has to do with the fact that you're trying to hide the fact that you're a Yid. That you're trying to look like the Goy because you're trying to appear like the Goy in order to achieve your goal of being connected and associated with the malach, with the melech, and with the government. And therefore, in order to achieve your goal of maintaining this relationship with the melech, that's why we allow you to pretend like you're a goy and take a haircut like a goy. Akoponim, it seems to be a machlekes, but at any rate, we do find this heter that if a person's Korv L'Malchus, he's allowed to take the haircut in the style of goy. Now the truth is that if you look at the lashon of the smag, he is only matter for a person to be loivish some malbushim, like the goyim, if he's Korv L'Malchus. In other words, when he brings down this heter of Korv L'Malchus, he says that you're allowed to be noyig b'miksas malbushov, and you're allowed to somewhat appear like the dress of a goyim, like dressed like a goy, in spite of the fact that there's normally an isra of b'chukaseyam loyseleich. And it's mashed from the smag that even a person who's Korv L'Malchus is not allowed to dress entirely and appear completely like a goy. Now, the lashon of the other Rishayim is not mashed like that. The lashon of the other Rishayim, the lashon of the tour, Beferish, when he brings down this halacha, he says clearly that you're allowed to appear completely like a goy if you're Korv L'Malchus, even b'chol malbushav, and not like the smag who says that it's only b'miktsas malbushav. There are those that want to explain that the pshat and the smag is, because even though perhaps Korv L'Malchus is mater mitzad the Isra of Uv B'chuseim Leiseleichu, there's another din out the Avdil Eschem, that you're supposed to be separate, that you're supposed to be distinct, and mitzad that mitzvah, a person should somewhat deviate from the dress code of the Goyim. But Akoponim, even though the Smag does say that the heter is B'miksas Mabushov, the Tur says that the heter is B'chol Mabushov, and that's the heter of Korv L'Malchus. The Beis Yosef has a fundamental question on this heter. He says, I don't understand. How could Chazal uproot an Isser D'Oraisa b'kum v'aseh? Normally, Chazal have no koyach to uproot a din D'Oraisa if they're doing it b'kum v'aseh, if they're doing it actively, if they're allowing an active violation of a din D'Oraisa. The only exception to the rule is if it's shev al taseh, if they're doing it in a passive manner, by saying, don't, let's say, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, if it falls out on Shabbos, because there's a chashash that you might carry Dalet Amos to bring it to a bucket. So over there, it's just passive. They're saying, don't do the mitzvah. So it's not an active violation of a din. It's only a passive, b'shev al taseh. Over here, they're telling you, you're allowed to take a haircut like a guy. So this is an active violation, and it's an issur d'oraisa. Because sayim leisei leichu is an issur d'oraisa. How could Chazal be matar it just because of karav l'malchus? So the Beis Yosef himself says two terutzim, and the Bach has his own yesod. Says the Beis Yosef, number one, the heter is based on the fact that a person who is karav l'malchus is acting lehatzolas Yisrael. He's acting to save the skin of Kol Yisrael, and in that case we have a heter even to violate Yisurim d'oraisa. Now it's a little bit of a shaila on achronim, exactly what the Beis Yosef means. Does he mean that it's a chashash sakana, which is the pashtus of the way a person would understand this Beis Yosef, even though he doesn't say the lashon sakana, but it sounds like he's saying that since there's epes ha-sakana involved when it's la tzolas Yisrael, therefore we're matter even isur d'oraisa, or perhaps he's saying a new type of geder, that when it's la-tzolas Yisrael, so even if it's not mamash ha-sakana, that alone is enough to be matter the isur d'oraisa. But akoponim, the first teretz of the Beis Yosef is that since this person who's karav l'malchus is acting la'tzolos Yisrael, he has a heter to violate the isur uv b'chayseim le'seleichu, and he could take a haircut like a guy. Now, according to this teretz l'chayro, this heter of karav l'malchus might be extended to other isurim as well, even isurim d'oraisa, because if the Beis Yosef in fact is saying that it's a din sakana, because you're acting latzolos kol Yisrael, so perhaps even other isurim we could extrapolate from here and perhaps suggest the heter in that realm as well. But akoponim, that's the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, that it's latzolos Yisrael, and that's the heter for someone who's karav l'malchus. Beis Yosef says a different teretz. He says that we find a concept called masru ador l'chacham, which means that sometimes you have an isur d'oraisa, but the isur d'oraisa is ambiguous and it's vague. It doesn't specify exactly the case that the Torah is asring. And what the famous example of this is, the Isser of Melocha and Chalamoid. According to many Rishayinim, it's Deraisa. But it's Masru Hadar L'Chachamim. The Torah gave it in the hands of the Chacham to be Koiveya, exactly when the Isser Deraisa applies and when not. So Chazal said that if it's a Dover Ovid, certain extenuating circumstances, the Isser Deraisa B'chal didn't apply. Says the Beis Yosef, the same thing over here. Uvechukai seyam loyseleichu is a generality. It's a general isser, it's ambiguous, and therefore, Chazal have the right to be koiveya when the daraisa applies, and they said that when it's karav l'malchus, when you have a person who's connected to the government and needs to act in this realm in order to save Klal Yisrael, or in order to help Klal Yisrael by being connected to the melech, you have a heter of karav l'malchus, because Chazal were koiveya that the din derais, the iser derais doesn't apply in a case where the person's karav l'malchus. Now, Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Shiurim and other achrayim are bothered by this application of masru ador l'chachamim, because normally, let's say the malacha, the iser malacha on chalamayid, over there, the masru ador l'chachamim is that the Chazal are being koiveya what type of malacha is included in the iser derais. Because it's ambiguous in the Torah. But over here, we're not saying that it applies in certain cases, the Isser D'oraisa. We're saying Uvechukasem Leiselichu clearly does apply to a person taking a haircut like a guy. And we're just saying to this person who's karav l'malchus, the Isser doesn't apply. So this is unique. You don't find that the Masru Ador L'Chacham to be Koveh, that an Isser D'oraisa applies to certain people, and certain people in certain circumstances don't have the Isser. So this is a little bit of a chiddush. Rabbi Chanan points out that we should say masru ador l'chacham to be kaveh, that when you're karav l'malchus, the isur d'oraisa doesn't apply. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. V'oid asks Rabbi Chanan and asks the acharonim, the elchayro, one could have argued that over here where it says u'b'chukaseim le'selechu, it's not pshat that it's a vague terminology. Anything that's a chayk by the goyim, such as taking a haircut stamazoi without any logical reason to have this type of a haircut done, that would be a chayk. And the Torah is saying loyseleichu. So they say that it's not so posh that you could assume that this isser taka is ambiguous. The Torah is specifying what the isser is. Don't act like the goyim do when it comes to chukim. When it comes to a chuk, if they do something that doesn't have logical reason, don't follow it because there's a chashash that it came from avodah zarah. And therefore, it's not so posh at the second teretz, but these are the two mahalchim of the Beis Yosef. Number one, when you're acting latzos kol Yisrael, you have a heter, even though it's an isteraisa. Number two, if it's karv lamalchus, then it's masur adav l'cham to be kaveh that the isteraisa doesn't apply. The Bach has his own yisoid, and says the Bach, you know what the heter of karv lamalchus is based on? Says the Bach, the entire nature of this Issa Deraisa only applies if you're taking a haircut like the Goyim in order to be like the Goyim. When you're trying to be lehisdamois to the Goyim, you're trying to identify with the Goyim, you're trying to conduct yourself like the Goyim, you're trying to appear like the Goyim, you're trying to be like the Goyim, that's the Issa. When you're doing it because you're Karav L'malchus and you push it, need it in order to achieve something for Klal Yisrael, because you want to help Klal Yisrael, you're not doing at least damos to the Goyim, you're not trying to be like the Goyim, the Isser B'chlal doesn't apply. Because the entire nature of the Isser is only when you're doing it in order to be like the Goyim, which is not the case by Karav L'malchus, and that's why it's Mutter. So that is the Shita of the Bach. Now, other Achroinim understand that the Heter of Karav L'malchus is based on the fact that the entire application of when it comes to taking haircuts, like the Goyim, is only the Rabbanon. And this is the Shita of some Achrayinim, and they understand that that's the answer to the question. How could Chazal be matter for Karav Malchus? So the Darche Tshuva brings down the Marshan. It's just Heim Amru veHeim Amru. The entire application of Ubukhaseim when it comes to haircuts is only the Rabbanon, and therefore he says, Heim Amru veHeim Amru, if it was done for someone who's Karav L'malchus, he has a heter. So Akapanam, this is the heter of Karav L'malchus by the Isser of Uvil Chukesayim Leiseleichu.